American Indian Stories. Narration, Katie Haig. The Maiden Who Loved a Fish. There was once, among the marsh peas, a small tribe who have their hunting grounds on the shores of the Great Lake, near the Cape of Storms, a woman whose name was Hourshanks. She was rather silly and very idle. For days together she would sit doing nothing. Then she was so ugly and ill-shaped that not one of the village youths would have aught to say to her by way of courtship or marriage. She squinted very much. Her face was long and thin, her nose excessively large and humped, her teeth crooked and projecting, her chin almost as sharp as the bill of a loon, and her ears as large as those of a deer. Altogether she was a very odd and strangely formed woman, and wherever she went, she never failed to excite much laughter and derision among those who thought that ugliness and deformity were fit subjects for ridicule. Though so very ugly, there was one faculty she possessed in a more remarkable degree than any woman of the tribe. It was that of singing. Nothing, unless such could be found in the land of spirits, could equal the sweetness of her voice or the beauty of her songs. Her favourite place of resort was a small hill, a little removed from the river of her people, and there, seated beneath the shady trees, she would while away the hours of summer with her charming songs. So beautiful and melodious were the things she uttered that, by the time she had sung a single sentence, the branches above her head would be filled with the birds that came thither to listen, the thickets around her would be crowded with beasts, and the waters rolling beside her would be alive with fishes, all attracted by the sweet sounds. From the minnow to the porpoise, from the wren to the eagle, from the snail to the lobster, from the mouse to the mole, all hastened to the spot to listen to the charming songs of the hideous marsh pea maiden. Among the fishes which repaired every night to the vicinity of the little hillock, which was the chosen resting place of the ugly songstress, was the great chief of the trouts, a tribe of fish inhabiting the river nearby. The chief was of a far greater size than the people of his nation usually are, being as long as a man and quite as broad. Of all the creatures which came to listen to the singing of Hourshanks, none appeared to enjoy it so highly as the chief of the trouts. As his bulk prevented him from approaching so near as he wished, he, from time to time, in his eagerness to enjoy the music to the best advantage, ran his nose into the ground, and thus worked his way a considerable distance into the land.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?